Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Rain-induced disasters since 13th of June killed 34 people and 24 people go missing. CPN-UML Central Committee directs 23 the then lawmakers to withdraw their signatures from the list submitted to the Supreme Court against the House of Dissolution. Government side conclude pleading in the writ filed against the dissolution of House of Representatives and US forces withdraw from Bagram Air Base of Afghanistan after 20 years. Now the news in detail. At least 34 people have died in the floods and landslide that have occurred since the 13th of June. The Ministry of Home Affairs has also confirmed that in the recent rain-induced disasters in the country, 24 people have gone missing and 44 others have been injured. The meteorologists have said that the rainfall will continue for the few coming days. They have warned that the water level in almost all major river networks in the country would increase, heightening the risk of flooding and inundation. The meteorologists and the authorities have urged all to remain alert towards the possible damages. The CPN-UML Central Committee meeting has directed its 23 the then parliamentarians to withdraw their signatures from the list submitted to the Supreme Court demanding the appointment of Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba as the Prime Minister. The meeting held at Balotar today unanimously passed a resolution directing the withdrawal of the signatures. Addressing the meeting, Party President and Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli said, despite thousands of efforts, there were some forces playing games not allowing the party to unite. He said that various problems have emerged in the party and the country, adding that political problems and anarchy created by the parties have created more problems. Prime Minister Oli further added, there was a growing tendency to consider breaking party discipline as bravery, pushing politics to court and continuing efforts to eliminate progressive forces. Today's Central Committee meeting of the ruling party was also attended by Party Vice Chair Bamdev Gautam. However, the leaders from the Madhav Kumar Nepal's faction did not attend the meeting. The lawyers taking part in the pleading on behalf of the government regarding the writ petition about the dissolution of the House of Representatives have concluded the debate today. The pleading on the case by the government side had commenced with Attorney General Ramesh Badal putting his statement on the matters on Monday. Now the turn goes to the Speaker's lawyers who have been given an hour for pleading. The Speaker's lawyers will present their arguments to the court on Sunday. The hearing on the dissolution of the House of Representatives is going on at the constitutional bench led by Chief Justice Cholendra Samsar Jangabahadur Rana, comprising judges Deepak Kumar Karki, Meera Khadka, Isur Prasad Khatioda and Dr. Anand Mohan Bhattrai. Advocates representing the government side argued that the House of Representatives was dissolved by exercising the right granted by the Constitution. The number of people recovering from COVID-19 in Nepal has crossed 603,000. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 3,451 cases of full recovery from virus infection today itself. This has pushed the recovery rate to 94%. Likewise, the Ministry reported additional 2,299 new cases of coronavirus infection in the country in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 34 corona-related deaths have been recorded today. As per the Ministry's update, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,179 in the country. The National Reconstruction Authority has urged the beneficiaries to claim remaining installment of their reconstruction grant within mid-November this year. The authorities said whoever has not inked agreement with the authority for grant assistance or those entering agreement with the authority but not been able to get any installment grant assistance have been appealed again to prompt into action to get their quick damaged houses rebuilt. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हेलो
के गर्दैछौ
हाम्रो बिहेको सपिङको लागि आएको नि बाबा मम्मीसँग
ए हो र अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दैछौ
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ भरे राति बोलौँ न ल
अहिले फ्री वाइफाई छ क्या अफिसमा बुझ न भरे कसरी गर्नु
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो एनटीसी को अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म
अब रात तपाईको
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज द गभर्नमेन्ट हेज इन्स्योर्ड 7 billion I beg your pardon. The government has insured 7,726,300,000 rupees budget for the election of the House of Representatives. The Ministry of Finance has agreed to provide the budget to the Election Commission to procure necessary materials and manage election affairs in the country. The government has announced the election of the lower house of the parliament for the 12th and 19th of November. The Nepal Airline is bringing anti-COVID-19 vaccine from China. General Manager of the National Flag Carrier, Deem Prakash Poril, informed that the preparations were underway to bring the anti-COVID-19 vaccines from China. He further said a wide-body plane would fly to China on the 8th of July, returning on the next day with the vaccines. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. The last US and NATO forces have left Afghanistan's Bagram Air Base, the center of the war against militants, for some 20 years. The pullout could signal the complete withdrawal of foreign forces from Afghanistan is imminent. President Joe Biden has said U.S. forces will be gone by the 11th of September, but the withdrawal from the sprawling base north of Kabul comes as the main jihadist group, the Taliban, advances in many parts of Afghanistan. The number of deaths linked to coronavirus in India has moved past 400,000 marks as the country tries to speed up its vaccination drive. Experts warn that the real number of fatalities might be much higher as many deaths are not officially recorded. India is only the third in the world behind the US and Brazil to record more than 400,000 deaths. The country has recorded more than 30 million cases, second only to the US. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and partly to generally cloudy in Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and at a few places of Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, with chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rain-induced disasters since 13th of June killed 34 people and 24 people go missing. CPN-UML Central Committee directs 23 the then lawmakers to withdraw their signatures from the list submitted to the Supreme Court against the House resolution. Government side concludes pleading in the writ filed against the dissolution of House of Representatives and U.S. forces withdraw from Bagram Air Base of Afghanistan after 20 years. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.